Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, coming to you live, twice as ugly, from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load, and joining me now, from the palatial enclave that is, in fact, student of the gun, is the chief student of the gun, I guess, the head student, whatever. He's the man. His name is Paul Markle. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, you can call me the pimp hand of America or just sir, whichever.
Sir works for me. I like sir. That makes me feel like you've been knighted.
So. I should be. I haven't been, but I should be. That is an oversight on someone's part.
Very likely. Most likely. So what's been going on with the student of the gun? I mean, I haven't touched base with you in a minute, and I reached out to you today to see.
Paul is
a very agile guest, too. I mean, I can call him at a moment's notice and be like, hey, Paul, I'm going live in 5 minutes. Will you be a guest? Sure.
I try to be accommodating. But I told you about a month or so ago, I said, I'm going to be a moving target for a while, and there's a reason for that. We've been going all kinds of crazy. Since we last talked, I believe, now you got a copy of the instructor manual, the student of the gun instructor manual.
I did. I do. I
yes.
Have.
So since you received that, I released the student of the gun, where my book is called the Precision Rifle Range Book. That is out. The Marshall Application of the Pistol book just released this week, this week. I can't remember what day it is. Just released this week.
Friday. It's Friday, man.
Yes, yeah, it released this week. And we also, yesterday, released a new product. It's an audio product. It's called Student of the Gun University. And it's essentially a podcast audio product. And what we're doing is we have the big show, and the big show is multi-topic, and we talk about everything, you know, from politics to firearms to whatever, survival gadgets, and so on and so forth. But the Student of the Gun University podcast, I crafted it and developed it so it's going to be single topic, short form, easy to digest. So the title is going to be the topic for the episode. For instance, the pilot episode, 001, is how to find a good instructor. Or, you know, how to find a good firearms instructor. And then number two is mindset is more important or more valuable or greater than gear. And the third pillar episode, because when you release, you know how a podcast game goes. When you release one, you have to do three pillar episodes. You have to release all three at once. So the third one is three mistakes that gun owners make before going to training. So that's available right now. It's out on everything podcast, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Podbean, FM player, fill in the blank, whatever. So, when I said I was going to be a moving target, I wasn't kidding. I was not kidding. I've been active.
Well, you know, one thing that interests me, and I don't know that much about it, I dabble with it, is sort of prepping, survivability, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, there's a couple of things that come into play. Like, I myself, I've been undergoing this thing where I went to one doctor. This is all post heart attack. So now I approach doctors very carefully, because one doctor just let it happen, And I approached them very warily, like picking out a gun instructor. I've been trying to pick out a doctor.
Oh,
I went to one doctor.
I know, brother. I know.
You know. So, like, I go to this one doctor, and because I have elevated A1C, which is due to the fact that I've been on prednisone for 4 years, she puts me on these drugs for diabetes type 2. It becomes self-fulfilling because I have a violent reaction to them. I go into heart failure. As soon as I come out of all of that, I break out in hives. And while I'm all broke out, my feet go numb. So, of course, I fire her. And since then, I've been fighting the fight to get all of that back, right? So the feet numb part is the last thing to go, which, while I can walk, I'm not about to get out there. My days of that military road marching in the worst boots on the planet, which is what we had wear in the 80s, those days are gone. So in the event of survivability, I'm going to have to figure out what I'm going to do here, where I am right now. So I'm going to have to figure out how to, I guess, survive without electricity. I do have a sort of a supply of emergency food, and I actually live right next door to a little cow farm. Might be able to make a deal with that guy and have some steaks or something, you know?
Oh, yeah, you definitely want to talk to that guy.
Yeah. I have a water source near me, but I don't know how good it is. So I probably need to figure out filtration.
That you bring that up, because today, you know, the advice today, if you had a Boy Scout manual or whatever, they would tell you don't drink out of blank creeks, streams, ponds, whatever, because of the bacteria and all that. You know, you need to process it. You need to do something to purify it.
Right.
And we all nod and we accept that. We're like, yeah, we understand that. But think about 150 years ago. Think about the Lewis and Clark expedition. Did those guys stop and boil every drop of water that they drank for 15 minutes and let it cool down and so on and so forth? No, they didn't.
No.
They stuck their faces down in a cool running stream and drank that water. They filled their canteens up, you know, out of lakes and so forth. And what's interesting to me is that they were humans. They were bipedal humanoids just like we are. How did they not die? From the infection and the bacteria and so forth.
I can tell you a little story if you want to hear this. In the time
yeah,
we got
send
to
it out, man.
So, in the early days, before we had indoor plumbing, it was customary for a baby in diapers to stick their hand in their feces. And then, of course, they would end up ingesting feces. And over the course of time, with every baby that did this, this developed a huge resistance to bacteria in the intestines.
Yeah. A hardcore immune system.
And polio resides in the intestines. So when they would catch polio, it would actually manifest as a flu, like a bout of the flu. It was when we got indoor plumbing and our hygiene went up, and over the course of time, that bacterial resistance that we had built up, when that went away, then when you would get hit with polio, then you lost the use of your legs. So I think back in those days that you're referring to, these guys probably came from people that were hardened against whatever was in the water. And they, too, were hardened. And we have given way to the convenience of being able to go in and, you know, hit a faucet and get nice, clear water. And, you know, I think that probably has a lot to do with it. But I never had thought about that point as far as water was concerned back in those days.
Oh yeah, because you know you look at the Native American tribes. It's like you tell me the Native American tribes ran all of their water through an advanced filtration system before they drank it. You know, no, they didn't, and we didn't.
We're coming up.
So coming up
on the first break. Where do they go to find a student of the gun?
Studentofthegun.com.
Once you get there, that's really a sort of a portal, because if you want to watch him, he's got a way for you to watch him.
Right.
If you want to listen to him, he's got a way for you to listen to him. If you want to train with him, he's got a way for you to train with him. If you want to buy things from him, he's got a way for you to buy things from him. Studentofthegun.com, talking to Paul Markle. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We're talking to Paul Markle, and I was asking him about prepping, stuff hitting the fan, if you don't want to be the fan, what you're going to... I mean, I'm staying home if that happens. What is the student of the gun plan?
Oh, to rule the world. But before I rule the world,
like the humongous,
we'll be
the Lord
staying
humongous.
Home.
Yeah,
yeah. The
The idea that people are going to put on backpacks and walk out into the woods, like, unless you've been doing that your whole life, that's probably not a great idea at all. There's a big difference between camping for 3 days and living every single day for months on end in the woods. There's a reason our ancestors built houses, because they didn't want to have to carry everything with them. But no, what I foresee is I don't foresee essential what I guess we would call a post-apocalyptical, you know, escape from New York kind of situation. What I see is we're probably going to end up with a Great Depression on roids.
Yeah,
we're going to end up in a situation like the Great Depression. It's like this stuff. There's going to be stuff there, but it's going to be limited, and it's going to be crazy expensive. The fact that we've allowed the criminals in Washington, D.C. to devalue our money, to allow our money to become devalued to the point where the rest of the world no longer cares about it. You know, I don't know how deep your audience is into understanding of the history of the petrodollar or the gold standard. We allowed ourselves to get off the gold standard because we were the petrodollar. We convinced the Saudis and all their buddies to trade oil in dollars. And that made the dollar strong and powerful. So no matter what, the dollar was always strong and powerful, even though we no longer had gold to back it like we did in the olden days. Well, that's gone. China and Russia have convinced the Saudis to go away from that. They're like, you know, you don't need the dollars anymore. They're like, yeah, you know what? You're right. We don't. Putin's still producing oil. You know, Putin's producing oil, and he's only taking rubles and gold for it.
Right.
He's not taking dollars for it. The Chinese are going to be, you know, he's like, where does Paul get all this world politics? This affects us. The Chinese are swarming all over Africa, and if you don't think that they're salivating at the borders or inside of the borders of Uganda, you're crazy. You saw that gold strike that Uganda hit, right?
Right.
Yeah, the 31 million metric tons of gold that they estimate is in the ground in Uganda.
Does China own the mineral rights in there?
Well, China has been making inroads in Africa for decades, since the 60s.
Well, in Afghanistan, where we were still in Afghanistan, after that got settled to the point, they bought the rare earth mineral rights in Afghanistan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's why we had to run with our tails between our legs out of Afghanistan, because the meat puppets, Chinese masters, told them to get out.
Right.
So what we're looking for in the United States is we're not, you know, and it could be, who knows, I could be wrong, maybe, but I don't think we're going to see a Mad Max post-apocalyptic kind of, you know, driving around in leather chaps and stuff like that. What we're going to see is what we had in the 30s, we're going to see a Great Depression, only it's going to be a greater depression.
Right.
And people are going to have to make super hard choices. Like, okay, are we going to buy food this week, or are we going to pay for the electricity? Because we're not going to get both, because we only have so much money. You know, people are talking about how these lunatics on the left, all of a sudden, you ever notice how lunatics on the left become instant warmongers? Depending on what their masters in D.C. tell them to support.
I noticed that. When I was pre-recording the weekend show today, and I was talking about the postmodernism, which is the whole basis behind all this woke stuff, but how that always defaults to violence.
Mm-hmm.
And that's their thing.
That's their thing, because they can't convince you with their... You know, they can't convince you with their arguments to come onto their side, because their arguments always fall flat. So they have to threaten and bully you. I mean, you have to do this. If you don't, someone's going to come in there and club you over the head and make you do it.
Right.
So, but, in our community, you know, we've been preparing for this for a long, long time. What your people are going to have to do is they're going to have to look inward, and you're going to have to be self-sufficient. And, you know, the idea, have you been keeping up with the farm news and stuff? The idea that people go into a grocery store today And they're like, oh, I was went in the grocery store and the shelves were full. And I don't know. They're like, yeah, because all that food was produced last year.
Yeah.
You think they just like pulled it out of the ground yesterday, put it in a package and sent it to the grocery store? No. All that's old food.
Right.
And the dirty little secret, not really so much of a secret, but you just got to pay attention, is they're not making the amount of food this year that they were making last year or the year before, or the year before that. And a year from now, all those farmers that had to cut back because they couldn't afford fuel and fertilizer and so on and so forth, it's just not going to be there. And the people that produce the food are going to make sure that their families and their local communities have it.
Sure.
And if you're living in Metropolis or Gotham City, it's just going to be tough nookies. And I know they'll blame somebody. That's the Democrat way.
Well, that's fine. But most of the Democrats live in Metropolis or Gotham City, and that while they're blaming somebody, they'll still be starving. But I mean,
mm-hmm.
when I was younger, I mean, when I was from my first job ever was in the grocery business, and that's just because my father worked in the grocery business, and they used to maintain a warehouse. They would take care of the entire division, which was 107 stores of Winn-Dixie stores, had enough on hand of everything. They had their own dairy. They made their own ice cream. And they had all of that, and they would have been able to take care of everything if they got nothing for probably 2 weeks. Right? All those stores
right.
They could maintain. That doesn't exist anymore.
No. It's nine meals to starvation, or what somebody calls 3 days.
Well, I mean, what they order now, they order just enough stuff. They have trucks coming in every day, and they order just enough stuff to sell the same amount of product A that they did last Friday. They've got the same stuff coming in that Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we're coming up on the next break. Tell everybody where to find you with the Student of the Gun, and give out tell everybody how to find the One Box of Ammo training class.
Oh, One Box Workout. Super easy. The One Box Workout is it is one of the products on studentofthegun.com. Or if you'd like to shop, you can go to shopsotg.com. That's shopsotg.com, and you'll find it there.
Used to be that Jared would be in the background saying, mention the store. I do it by reflex now. We'll be right back talking to Paul Markle, Student of the Gun. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The Commerce Department is reporting retail sales. Consumer spending bounced back last month, rising 1%. Economists are watching these figures closely. The numbers, which are not adjusted for inflation, are a sign of consumer demand during red-hot inflation. President Biden Friday morning speaking from Bethlehem, West Bank.
We can harness that same momentum to reinvigorate the peace process between the Palestinian people and the Israelis. I recognize how hard all these challenges must be and will be to work through. Above all, there must be an end to the violence that has devastated too many families.
Europe's space agency's New Vegas C rocket was launched from French Guiana this week. Of the seven satellites sent to orbit, one will test Einstein's general theory of relativity. USA Radio News. A new three-digit national suicide prevention and mental health hotline goes live Saturday. The emergency number is 988. Another lawsuit by Texas aimed at the Biden administration was written up on Thursday.
The state of Texas has filed a lawsuit against the Biden administration seeking to block its new mandate that hospitals provide abortions if the life of the mother is at risk, even in states with bans on the procedure that do not include exceptions.
We cannot allow an out-of-control Supreme Court working in conjunction with extremist elements of the Republican Party to take away freedoms and our personal autonomy.
The lawsuit from Texas is the latest legal battle to stem from the Supreme Court's decision last month to overturn Roe v. Wade, the 1973 decision that legalized abortion nationwide. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. We are talking to Paul Markle. He is the student of the gun, the original student of the gun, the chief student of the gun, or just the man. We still got Paul? There he is. There's Paul. Back to the whole survival tip thing, like with ammo. While I think it is stupendous to have just, you know, a whole shelf with different rows of ammo cans full of loose rounds of ammo, really in a survival situation, you really need ammo and magazines, don't you?
Well, yeah, but you get to the point where you get only so many magazines.
Yeah.
If you've got an AR-15 or an AK or whatever, you should have at least 6 good mags, minimum. That's the bottom. Now, everybody who's really into guns has way more than that. But you're like, well, I bought the rifle and it came with 1. Well, buy 5 more. As far as a duty handgun, I would look at a minimum, absolute minimum, of 3 good magazines. Factory magazines, not these ABCDEFG aftermarket mags. No.
You don't like the P mags?
No, P mags are great. P mags are actually the only ones that that qualify. You know, the Marine Corps uses P mags exclusively now.
Right.
Mag.
What about for Glocks? What about for Glocks?
I've had great success with them.
Right.
I've had great success with them. But the fact of the matter is, you're always better off getting it from the manufacturer. There's a lot of, in rifle magazines, the trick with the AR-15 ones is we've pretty much got that down because there's so many of them. But there's still a lot of companies out there selling subpar magazines.
Right.
Yeah, and I feel bad for rifle or pistol firearms manufacturers because people call them like, your gun doesn't work.
Yeah.
What's wrong with it? And then they boil it all the way down to they went and they bought these discount $9 magazines from a catalog or whatever, and they're like, okay, Jimmy, the gun works fine.
I have 83 magazines loaded for my AR.
Well, there you go.
But see, the thing is, there is this thing about, you know, I know about the springs and all that. I have never worn out a magazine myself. I've had one when I was in the military that was wore out and would not function for me. And maybe I've just been lucky, but I have never had a magazine that wears out. I've had some that are bad from the get-go.
Yeah. Well, and one of the things that military magazines take is it's not just the spring abuse, it's the abuse of the feed lips.
Right.
Because Mongoloids smash the feed lips against range tables and stuff like that, and they ruin them by doing stupid things with them. And they get out of spec, and you seem to understand that. The great thing about magazine-fed guns that most people don't understand is the whole reason they started doing that was because the magazine component is replaceable, and it's supposed to be replaceable. It's not supposed to last forever. The magazine that came with your gun wasn't designed to last forever.
Right.
I know people out there like, well, my grandpappy passed me down a pistol, and that's the same mag. But okay, great, whatever. But when it comes to Glocks and ARs and AKs and whatever, the magazine is the easy to, if the gun stops functioning and it's the magazine, you throw the sucker away, put a new one in there, boom, you're off to the races. And they did that on purpose. Buy mags. But more than that, what you need is, what people really need more than stuff is they need a plan. And that's why, you know, we've talked about this before, but just in case you have new listeners, I sat down 6, 7, 8 years ago or more and wrote the Patriot Fire Team manual. And it's essentially about how do you work with other people. And a lot of people have this crazy notion that, well, when the apocalypse comes or when the crisis hits or when the whatever, I'm going to grab my gun and I'm going to defend the world. Well, no, you're not. Because you're a human, and you need to eat, and you need to sleep, and sometimes you're going to need to crap, and sometimes you're going to get sick, and you need more than you.
Yep.
And the problem with, and you're like, well, I got a cover, Paul, because my neighbors, you know, we talk at a barbecues, and we all like guns. We're all gun guys. That's awesome. You're all gun guys. Congratulations. But when the crisis hits, every one of you gun guys, you all have your own personal, individual plan that you've created in your brain about what you're going to do and how you're going to do it and so on and so forth. You're not a team. You're just four or five guys that happen to like guns running around, you know, with guns. There's a lot more to being a team or a unit than right. We all like to own the same stuff. And if you've never trained and worked with other people, the idea that when the crisis hits, you're magically going to be able to work together is crazy talk. You know, in the infantry, how much time do you spend training versus actual fighting?
It'd have to be
10 times more, 20 times more, 100 times more.
I mean, the training is just every day. It's 5 days a week, right?
Right.
In permanent party, it's 5 days a week. So, mm-hmm. And sometimes when you're in the field, it's 7 days a week.
Right.
So, you know, yeah, that's a constant thing. And that kind of thing, what you're leading up to, I think, is that when you do that kind of training with a group of people, a team, after a while, everything becomes intuitive and everybody begins to think the same way and think with one mind.
Right.
That's not something you just pick up and do.
No. People will. You need to get to the point where everybody knows what should be done without having to be told.
Right.
Everybody knows what the common goal is. You know, everybody knows what they're supposed to do, what their role is. And I was talking to a friend of mine who's a rancher. He's got a small ranch. And I was asking him, you know, how you doing, fix for security and so forth, in the event that, you know, I believe that as food prices continue to go up and it's harder to get, that we're going to see a lot of thievery because people are just going to be like, well, if I don't have the money, whatever, I'm just going to steal it.
Right.
And
which that's maybe you and I.
Right. Maybe you and I won't do that, but there are people that will. Sure. I've encountered them. They live in Metropolis. So, you know, I asked them, I said, well, you know, what's your community like? And he's telling me, he goes, oh, well, this gym down the street, he's a retired Garpa, and he's this, and he's good to go. I'm like, okay. And that guy over there, he's a retired Garpa, and he's good to go. And this guy over here, he believes in what we're doing, and he's retired from the electric company. And I was like, all right, hold on a second. So I'm getting this pressure, like, everybody in this community is a retiree. And congratulations, and that's nice. Fighting is a young man's game.
Indeed it is.
And I was like, who is going to be, you know, it's one thing at 4 o'clock in the afternoon to be sitting out on your porch keeping watch with your shotgun in your lap. That's all nice and everything. But that's generally not when the gremlins come. That's not when the goblins arrive. They don't arrive at 4 p.m. on a sunny Sunday afternoon. They arrive at 4 a.m. or 2 a.m. or 3 a.m. And brother, as somebody who's done every watch of every shift, that's not an old man's game. That's a young man's game.
Indeed.
You know, my question is, who's going to be awakened on guard duty at 4 a.m.?
Well, hang on to that thought, because I want to expand on that when we get back. Talking to Paul Markle. Right now, Paul does a little bit more in the survival prepping thing, and I'm just picking his brain while I've got him on the air with me. You can find him at studentofthegun.com. That is the portal, the hub. And if you're spinning on that hub, well, everywhere you look, there's something that Student of the Gun has available to you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load, and we are talking to Paul Markle. He is the student of the gun. And we were just talking about the problem that somebody's going to have, because the goblins, they don't come when it's convenient. And the whole idea of trying to create something cohesive, and the whole fighting is a young man's game and all that other stuff. So pick it up from there, please, sir.
So, you know, what you say, wow, man, you know, the older folks in the audience, you know, the ones that need to take their Geritol today, they're like, well, I just got messed up and, you know. Well, yeah, it is, but here's what the older folks have to offer: experience. They have to offer experience and education and leadership, and that's what you should be doing. If you are an older guy, if you are a veteran, it's your job to pass on your experience and, you know, education and provide leadership to these younger people.
Right.
And that's one of the things that we hammer on in the Patriot Fire Team book. There's actually a series now. There's three books in the Patriot Fire Team series. There's an equipment guide, and there's a mission planner, and then there's the original one. I would suggest people get the green and white original manual first, because that lays the foundation, and then get the ones after that. But when it comes to preparation, we need to get back to, and we should have done this 10, 20, 30 years ago anyway, we need to get back to our own communities. We need to stop looking to our state capitals and our nation's capital as some type of saviors or whatever, or considering ourselves to be these just helpless waves. You know, these wastes that can't do anything unless the capital, you know, capital city gives us permission to do it. We should be living our lives in spite of or regardless of what's going on in D.C. or the state, you know, not because of.
Right.
And at the end of the day, you know, the criminals that live in D.C., they don't care if you're paying $8 for a gallon of milk. They don't care. If you have to decide whether you're going to put, you know, gas in the truck, pay your electric bill, or buy groceries, they don't care. They never run out of money. And when the Depression hits, when the Greater Depression hits, they're not going to care, because they're just either going to print more money or steal more money and buy whatever they want. And you, right, out in flyover country, you're going to be on your own. And the only people that they're going to care about is their minions. And they'll go, you know, they'll go into Metropolis or Gotham City and they'll pretend to care. They don't actually care, because they only make the situation worse, and they only have for the last 50 or 60 years. So, you know, people are like, wow, man, that's a pretty grave prediction. Yeah, it is. But what you can do right now is you can focus on your own community, and you can talk to your actual neighbors. And if you already have those guys, they're like, well, they're gun people and they're like me. Okay, well, what are we going to do for medical? Well, what do you mean? Well, what are we going to do if 911's not working? Or if the hospitals in the, you know, we're all planning on going to the trauma center in the middle of of town in the middle of the city, that's the first place that's going to be overwhelmed.
Right.
So how are we going to take care of people? You can't shoot the wound closed. You got to have a little bit more education G2 than that. So there's a lot of topics besides just which gun do I buy. And that's where, you know, that's what we take care of. That's what we address in the Patriot Fire Team. You know, communication, making sure that that the nervous guys at night don't shoot the neighbors. You know, we've got enough problems without neighbors accidentally shooting each other, because that's going to bring everybody down. You know, fratricide is a real thing, and that's what you get when you have a whole bunch of individuals running around with guns and nobody that's trained.
Yeah, to that extent, I mean, locally, I have not gone out and looked for veterans, although supposedly, and I'm told this, supposedly, I live in a corridor with a very large contingent of military veterans around me. And I have not gone out and found them. I don't know who they are. I don't know what my neighbor's capabilities are. And I guess that'll be something I learn on the fly. I do have a son that lives with me, so I do have a second gun. And I have
well,
that.
My son has actually organized he's working with the people in his community, in his neighborhood in Salt Lake City in Utah.
Right.
And one of the first things they did, and what I tell people is like, what you don't want to do, the worst thing you can do is have a coming apocalypse meeting. The world is about to end, and we need to talk about it. Everybody come to the community center at 8 on Saturday. People don't want to do that. What you do is you have a community get-together, a barbecue, a cookout, or whatever, and just have people come out of their houses and actually look at their neighbors. The value of getting people out of their houses and in the same place and actually recognizing and looking at their neighbors so they know who they are. I mean, holy cow, how many people here, if you had to, there were riots in your city and you wanted to shut down your neighborhood and only let people in who were supposed to be there, how many of you would actually recognize your own neighbors and know if that actually is someone who lives in your neighborhood? You know, somebody comes rolling up, they're like, I live down the street, and they're like, I've never seen you before.
Right.
Like, well, I do. You know, get people out of their houses, have a neighborhood cookout, a neighborhood get-together, whatever. And after you've done that, then you can approach those people and say, hey, we're going to have a traumatic medical training class, you know, stop the bleed, beyond the Band-Aid, whatever you want to call it, and it's going to be on Saturday or whatever. You get people in there. And they come in, they do that, and you're like, okay, if they showed up for that, then they're obviously serious. Then you lead them into the, all right, do you guys all have, you know, food in your houses and water in your houses and guns in your houses and so on and so forth, because we want to know who's going to be a parasite and who's actually going to be productive and producing.
Before we run out of time, let me ask you this. If you had enough guns, would you arm them, or are you willing to possibly be arming somebody you don't know a lot about?
No, I'm not going to hand a gun to somebody that I don't know about.
Right.
I'm not going to hand a gun to a stranger. Because they're probably going to hurt themselves or somebody else. But, and that's the thing, is you don't want to put yourself in that position. You want to be in a position, you know, like next door neighbors or whatever. You're like, yeah, I know that guy. He's a good guy, and I trust him. And when it comes to people on your team or whatever, what I would say is, would you trust that person to stand behind you with a loaded gun in their hand?
Right.
And if the answer is no, well, you got a choice to make. You need to spring that guy up with training, or you need to give that guy a different job. Pretty much.
<Yeah. laughs> Well, I mean, I've heard people advocate, like, even with concealed carry, right? They'll be like, well, if you carry a second gun, you could arm somebody while you're there. And I'm just thinking, yeah, but that sort of just sounds risky to me, to arm somebody else, unless I know them.
Everybody's got choices to make.
Yeah, you know? Everybody's got choices to make. But anyway, this has been interesting. I've enjoyed this. We'll have to do this again very shortly, because I want to talk about food storage, water storage. I don't know that much about it. And I'll give you an idea. Like, I've gotten into bonsai, and I need to make a way to, I want to have a bonsai nursery out in my yard. And I've been thinking about getting plastic 55-gallon drums and filling them with water for the base, and then just building shelves on top of that to set them up in the air. And that would do two things. I'd have my bonsai up where you can see them, and at the same time I have 110 gallons of water per shelf. But I don't know how long that lasts when it's outdoors, that kind of thing. So that's the kind of thing that I need to talk to somebody like, say, Paul Markle, the student of the gun. And we'll have to do that. We'll have to do that next week if you got the time. You got the time next week?
Probably, yeah. The end of next week, I'm going to be really busy. We're actually going into a training season. We're going to be doing our long-range precision rifle class the very first weekend of August.
Right.
And then the weekend before that, we're going to be doing a Beyond the Band-Aid traumatic medical training class next weekend.
So we need to talk about food storage, water storage, and first aid. That's the things we need to talk about. But the other stuff, hey, go check out Paul Markle at studentofthegun.com. And if you haven't done it already, get involved in his all of his classes, because they cover the entire gamut of something you're going to have to do if the balloon goes up, if the stuff hits a fan, whatever cliche you want to use. Thank you for joining me today. Give my regards to your son and the entire family.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Coming up next from Guns Save Life is writer John Bosch. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.